Hello, and welcome to the Take 3 podcast, where we take not one, nor two, but three takes at everything and anything entertainment, and give our thoughts on the matter. I'm Landon Barnes, and these are my co-hosts, Josh Long and Josh Haddock, and this is Take 3.
Welcome back to the Take 3 podcast. Real quick, don't forget to check out our merch at our website and check out our Insta. Give it a like, give it a follow. We have fire merch on the website. That's officialtake3podcast.com. So don't
make sure
to check
it's www.take3podcast.com.
I promise you guys, you won't want to miss it out. There's some fire merch, some fire stuff going on, and you guys can check out what we're doing. But boys, have I got an awesome story for you guys today. So thank you guys for tuning in, but I just wanted to tell a quick story about my alien encounter. So my first question for you guys is, how do you guys feel about aliens? Do you guys think they're real? Do you think they could exist? Do you even think there's extra life out there, I guess you could say? What's your feel on aliens, guys?
I mean, okay, I'll go first. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be something. I actually just saw on the news, there was scientists, they found like cells or something on, not Mars, it was one of the planets. But I don't know, if I'm thinking aliens, I just think of like movies, like Will Smith, all those people. I don't know. I don't think I do. There might.
So for me, my pap was super into aliens,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, as he was.
So I watched a lot of things, and he pretty much grew me up believing in aliens. I don't even know if he believes in aliens, but I do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I watched a video on YouTube not too long ago.
Yeah.
It was Anyway, yeah, I believe in aliens.
Yeah, well, that was kind of how I felt. I really didn't know if there could be aliens. I always remember looking up and just seeing the stars and things like that and being like, heck, we're in such a small little portion and it's such a big galaxy. There has to be something out there.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, if I watch, a video and it shows, how small the planet is, I get, little mini panic attacks.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of, it's crazy.
100%. Yeah. Well, guys, I went out on a trip. I was out at a ranch. It's still in PA. I was out to my friend's ranch. He has a big horse ranch and stuff like that. So it was my whole family, my mom, my dad, my sister. And we're just sitting out in the stars. So you guys know when you're out in the middle of the country, there's no light pollution.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's no light pollution. So you can no light pollution. But no, there's no light pollution, so you can just look up at the sky and see basically everything.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
and anything.
It's kind of how my house is.
Yeah, yeah. I do that on daily.
Yeah, but I'm kind of used to living in, I guess you could say, where I live, and there's light pollution all the time, so it's harder to see the sky. But when we were looking up, I was just sitting out there looking, and I'm just kind of thinking in my mind, holy crap, the whole sky's lit up, it's awesome. We're just sitting there talking, and I see this glowing light. And I mean, I'm sitting there looking, and it's a big glowing orb. All right, and I'm thinking, what the heck? Did I watch too many alien movies or something like that?
Right. Hey, real quick. When you were telling the story, before you got to that, you would literally go, I guess you could say where I live is where I live? And I just love that. I love you for that.
Shout out Bedford, PA.
Where I live is where I live.
Well, I love Bedford.
Yeah.
Oh, let's stay back on track, boys. But no, I was looking up at the sky, and I see this glowing orb.
Mm.
And I look up, and this thing is moving, I mean at monstrous speed. This thing is flying back and forth, and I'm thinking, maybe it's a drone. So I just shut up. I don't want to act stupid. And then my dad comes over, and he sees the exact same light up in the sky. Right. Exact same. I mean, identical.
Could it be a star?
No, it was moving too fast. So my dad looks at
forth?
It. Yeah, it's moving 360. The thing's moving 360, up and down and back and forth.
My man dancing?
My dad's out here, and he's like, maybe it's a drone. So we watch it, and the light, literally, I can see, you know how, in the alien movies, there's those three lights in the middle, and they kind of glow?
Yeah.
That we can see that glow, shining, and I mean, it's bright, bright red.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what the heck is this thing? And my friend Ty, he's like, it could be a drone. But then he starts to think, and he's like, that's not a drone. It's moving up, it shoots down, and I mean, snap of a finger fast. So then we go on to another story, is he tells us that light that we saw, it disappears. Just shoots in thin air. And he tells us a crazy story that made me really think and just question everything. So my friend Ty believes nothing in aliens. He said there's no way that it could be real. But then we saw it. I actually have a picture. It's really blurry. It will actually be up on the screen then. But I have a picture of it. And you can see the orb and then the lights in the middle.
Right.
But my friend Ty goes on to tell a story about his uncle who was abducted by an alien. legit abducted by an alien.
He thinks he was?
He thinks he was abducted by an alien, and he was missing for 6 days.
He thinks he was? Or he knows he was?
He says he knows he was abducted by an alien. No. So my friend, I'll tell the first story. So my friend Ty.
Wait. Was he probed?
I don't know. I never asked that. That's a good one.
That's an interesting thing. We need to find
out.
Yeah,
we do actually need to find
out. We need to call him up and be like, yo, sir, were you probed as a child? We're going to be like, yo, sir, were you probed by aliens by any chance?
But no, he goes on to tell his story about how he gets a call in the middle of the night. He's out running. Mm-hmm. So my friend Ty's out running at night, and he gets a call from his cousin. His name's Cousin Jimmy. And he gets a call from him, and he's like older. He was in the war and stuff. I don't know if he's a little crazy or what. But he gets a call, and he's swearing that someone's breaking into their shed. So he's freaking out, kind of like really upset on the phone. Someone's in my shed.
Getting goosebumps. Mm-hmm.
And breaking in, okay? So my friend Ty runs back, grabs a gun, and goes, and he's like, I'm going to have to call the cops. I don't know what to do. My friend Ty is hearing a noise all the way over across, like a shaking noise, like the shed is just shaking. My friend Ty gets closer to the shed, and it's glowing. The shed is glowing, okay? He gets close to the shed, goes to pull his gun up, opens the door, nothing's there. Gone. The light's gone, the noise is gone automatically, okay? So my friend Ty is like, what the heck just happened? And then his uncle or cousin, whatever he is, Jimmy, tells him that it was aliens that broke in. His cousin Jimmy was missing for 5 days, all right? 5 days, this guy went missing. They didn't know where he was, and they found him naked running through the fields.
Oh, my gosh.
Just absolutely destroyed, messed up, scared, nervous, crazy story.
Loki. You sure that wasn't an episode of Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, for real.
My man must have been on something.
Well, here's a crazy story, guys. Have you guys ever heard of Travis Walton?
No, sounds no.
So Travis Walton was a huge guy who swore that he got abducted by aliens.
Huge
the FBI and the CIA and everything were involved.
Huge as in fat or huge as in famous?
No, just huge famous. He's like a huge guy in the alien stuff
heard
like
of
that.
Him?
I don't know. He's very, very popular, and it happened in 1975, guys.
You be Googling aliens on the side?
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, a little bit.
I remember watching.
YouTube history.
I remember watching this thing. I think it was Logan Paul was actually talking about it. A guy came on, and I think they mentioned him. But I ended up looking it up because there's actually a movie and a book written about it. But this guy in 1975 was out in the woods. He was a lumber, so he cut down trees, okay? Mm-hmm. So he sees a big glowing saucer out in the middle of the field.
Like sauce.
All right? So they're all so confused. None of them believe in aliens. None of them believe in anything like that. They think it's a government ship that crashed. They don't know. He's the only one who decides to go out and look at it, and he gets abducted. And his friends actually went to jail because they think he murdered him. That's how long he was gone.
Did he come back?
Yes, he ended up coming back, I think, 7 days later. At first, he was a complete skeptic. He actually wrote articles against aliens.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he ends up coming back 7 days later, naked. Running around the place with an actual chip in his brain, they found.
Okay.
Crazy.
You know what? I got an interesting question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, okay, let's say aliens are real, okay. Right? And they're hostile.
Okay.
But like they have a weakness, and only you know the weakness, and you can choose one celebrity to help you fight the aliens, and you and that celebrity have to beat the aliens, but you know their weakness. Who would you choose?
Oh, that took a turn.
Let me start off. I think I'd pick Will Smith. Is this man a legend? I am legend. He is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He could spit some fat rhymes to the aliens,
amen.
And they might become friends. And this man is, wasn't he in 3 Men in Black movies?
Yeah,
or 4
yeah,
or 5?
Yeah, three.
My man has experience. He's been in Independence Day. I think he's the best candidate. Is that... If you guys couldn't pick Will Smith, who would you choose?
I was going to go with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise?
War of the Worlds.
Oh,
War
true.
Of the Worlds, boys. Pretty good movie. I mean, it's kind of... I don't think the ending's very good, actually, in the end of that.
To be honest, I don't remember that movie.
It's a pretty big movie.
Wait,
but,
are we just picking actors, or are we picking...
Actors or actresses.
Or,
I mean,
goodness,
you know, maybe Cardi B.
We can say any...
Yeah? Cardi B. Is she an actor?
I guess we could say any celebrity.
You think
any celebrity.
Cardi B could probably fight him off?
Man, I don't know.
They hear her voice run away.
I feel like... I don't know. Who's... Oh, my gosh. Who's the guy that owns...
John Cena?
Tesla?
John Cena?
I can't remember his
owns
name.
Tesla?
Elon Musk.
I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. I don't know. I feel like he's just like a weirdo. I feel like he would just know like random things about like
he'd
aliens.
Probably make a card.
I look, feel like I look, feel like he is an alien, and like they come
probably
down,
he brought
start,
all his technology
speaking,
here.
Like Klingon or something to them. Give him a Tesla. Klingon friend.
But guys, it's like crazy how much this conspiracy stuff goes in. Like I know this guy wrote a book. It's called Fire in the Sky. So if you guys ever want to check it out, it's on Amazon and things like that. Mm. It's called Fire in the Sky. It's all about the story. But the FBI even ended up getting involved, guys. That's how big this case was. It was all over the news. The guy ended up having a chip in his brain. They thought it was actually from, like, Russia or something like that. But this is a big case because, I mean, a guy goes missing out in the middle of who knows where.
Mm-hmm.
He was out in a national forest. He was out in Arizona. And then he shows up a few days later after his buddies are in jail swearing that he got abducted by aliens. They thought that he was drunk or high, and they killed him out in the woods because he just goes missing out of nowhere. And then he ends up coming back, claiming that he fought off the aliens, and they made a movie about it.
Now, that actually brings up a very interesting question I have, mm-hmm. More serious one. So, speaking of Elon Musk and, like, chips in the brain, did you see he's actually said that he's working on a chip that you can put in your head that lets you listen to music without headphones? Like,
oh, my gosh.
What are your opinions on that?
I don't like that
at all. I'm terrified.
I think it's a good way for them to track us.
That's
what
I'm thinking. It could be, like, I don't want to say anything bad against China, but, like, aren't they doing that already?
Yeah, like with a TikTok and stuff like that.
I mean,
supposedly.
I low-key would love to be able to just be sitting here listening to, like, Jesus
sweet.
Loves Me or something. Like, sitting here listening to, like, just nursery rhymes, you know, while I'm listening to the podcast, not have no headphones on. I think that'd be fire, but I'm also terrified, like, I do something wrong. I'm like, yo, I don't like the government. They press a button, I'm just zapping.
Or you're just, like, talking about, like, your neighbor or something, and they can listen. You know what I mean? They're hearing you, like, talk. Yeah.
Well, they can do that. I'm
them.
Pretty sure, like,
pretty sure that actually exists.
Phone,
yeah,
but.
I'm pretty sure
well,
that
yeah,
exists.
Just the other day I was telling Josh, I was talking about this, you know, those standing desks?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you can get a treadmill for underneath it, and I was talking about how my boss was getting one.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 days later, I never looked it up. It was in my Amazon history, or, like, right in the front feature page, like, they're listening.
Oh, 100%.
It's just like Siri.
I remember, didn't someone actually do a video on that? Was it?
Well, speaking of that, they better be listening to this podcast.
Yeah, they should be.
Yep, official Take 3 podcast.
But didn't someone actually do a video on that, guys, where he actually said something?
Edward Snowden.
Stuff? Is that who did it?
Oh, no,
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 he's the guy who
took
to Russia.
Yeah. I honestly cannot
remember. He's a
YouTuber.
What do you do?
I know what you're talking about, but
he actually would talk into his phone to see if stuff would pop up, and I mean, like, seconds later, it'd pop right up. Even on phone calls, he would say certain things, and it would pop right back up.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let's actually get to something more serious. I mean, this one's kind of depressing and sad, but let's talk about Chadwick Boseman, guys. What a great, guy. Honestly, had colon cancer, was still making the Marvel movies, still taking time to see kids. What an awesome, amazing guy. How do you guys feel about this? I mean, this is a huge, huge, huge letdown.
Yeah. I mean, my pap is going through the same thing right now with his colon cancer, so I know how painful and, like, how crazy it must have been for him, especially while like, I'm pretty sure he had it while he was filming the movies.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine. Like he just has, like, a willpower.
What a fighter.
You can't see.
Honestly. And especially to be going in and taking time to see children with illnesses and not telling people and the news media just ripping him up, saying he's losing weight and things like that. What an amazing guy for not admitting to it, honestly.
Right.
Keeping it quiet for the fans.
Right. No. What a giver.
I've actually never seen Black Panther.
What?
It's a great movie.
I've heard it's one of the best Marvel. I'm pretty sure it's one of the highest earning Marvel movies
of all
time.
I think it is.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I'm sure it's a great movie. Speaking of that being the highest earning Marvel movie, or one of them at least, I don't know the exact stats. What do you think they're going to do with, like, the character since, like...
Black Panther?
Yeah.
What could they do? I mean, honestly, like...
Okay, but there's such, like, a huge business. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like...
Are they
going to
replace
him?
The main character?
I think...
There's no way that they're going to lose out on that much money.
No, there's no way. I thought that... I heard something, like, they're going to put the guy who played the enemy. What's his name?
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan as the next... Black Panther. He died in the one, so I don't know how they're going to do it, but I mean,
hey,
Marvel
alert,
right.
I mean, they could do CGI. That would be really tough, but
well,
they could.
Actually, I don't know about that because their last CGI they did, they were like,
it's pretty bad.
At the end of the movie, like, they were flat, they were like, flack for, like, pretty bad. Like, their
what
CGI
movie?
Was horrible. Black Panther.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of, like, CGI YouTubers, like, Quarter Crew and all them. And, like, they were just tearing apart Black
Panther.
Just
Avengers, man.
And,
CGI was...
The Avengers last movie was actually really good
CGI-wise. Yeah,
100%. The rest of them were kind of wonky, so I do see that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they might do even, like, you remember what happened to Paul Walker when he died in the Fast and Furious? They got a lookalike. They got his brother to do all the rest of the scenes, and then they CGI'd his face onto his brother since they already looked so alike.
Yeah, that was actually pretty crazy.
I'm thinking that's something they might do.
So if you, I have another question then. If we're talking about Marvel movies, what would your favorite Marvel movie be?
Okay. If we're talking the funniest Marvel movie, 100% Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the greatest, sure. one of the funniest movies of all time. Marvel movie in general. Oh, what are we counting as Marvel? Like all the old ones? All, like every single one?
Anything. Marvel. Anything you got.
Oh, man, I love Spider-Man. But
which Spider-Man?
One? All yeah, the of new them. Guy, the Homecoming.
My dude. When I was little,
no, please don't, please.
No, when I was like 7 or 8,
please don't say who I think you're gonna say.
No. When I was like 7 or 8, dude, my whole bedroom was Spider-Man. I got the
don't tell me it's not Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
It was.
Dude, I got it. No.
Hashtag worst Spider-Man. Ban Tobey Maguire.
No. The Andrew Garfield was the worst Spider-Man.
I don't know, man. When I saw Spider-Man 3, and I saw him snapping his finger at that place when he became emo. That just gave me cringe. You know what I mean? Where he's walking down.
But okay, tell me you wouldn't get every chick if you just dyed your hair, put it down, walk down the street.
That is one of probably the cringiest Marvel scenes of all time.
Have you seen Into the Spider-Verse?
I actually.
You don't. What? The animation is
like
insane.
I actually fell asleep.
I waited
it.
So really? Long.
Yeah, I kind of
so
did.
So good.
Spider Pig.
I was getting sick from like the frames they chose because.
Oh, I love that.
Well, what they did in the beginning, they did. I'm pretty sure they did less frames, and as the movie went on, and as Miles progressed, they added more and more frames into each scene, so it seemed more fluid to go with like his progression. It's actually like really sick. But I don't know if I had to go with like favorite. Okay. It either I'm not even like a big fan of Thor, but it'd either have to be Thor Ragnarok
Thor
or the very first Spider-Man movie of the new guy, because, dude, he's the perfect Spider-Man.
And who
you,
for
you
sure. Who you guys going to go with by favorite Marvel character? How about this? If we had to pick a Marvel character for each of us, who would you pick? For who? I could see Josh as Spider-Man.
Me? Everyone always tells me.
No, this Josh.
Not
Josh Long.
Everyone always tells me.
I feel like you would be Flash. The Flash.
Okay. I'll take that. I was thinking Ant-Man because I'm little.
No, you do, you do remind me of the Flash.
The Flash
a little bit? You 100% remind me of Captain America.
Yeah, okay.
I could kind of see that a little bit.
That's pretty good.
So I would say if I could pick one character, I would have to go with Captain America Thor. Thor's pretty sweet. Just because, like, think about it. You have Mjolnir, even though they got rid of him, but, like, it'd be sick.
Are you talking about like Fat Thor? Or,
no, like
yeah, you remind
Thor?
Me of Fat okay, Thor. Yeah. I think we're like the special ed Avengers. You know, we're like the B team.
We're like the Avengers that no one wants to come save them.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
But guys, here's the actual question. Where do you think Marvel's going to go? Like, they killed off half the characters. I remember still sitting in the theater with Josh crying.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Captain America, not Captain America, when Tony Stark died, that was a tragic moment.
Yeah.
And he said, "I love you 3,000." That was
me,
that
me
was,
and Landon were in there.
We were actually crying.
We were watching it. We were tearing up a little
crying?
Bit.
We were actually crying. And I'm not gonna lie, guys, that movie had some awful scenes. Like, let me just rip apart the Avengers and Marvel for a few seconds here. What happened to Hulk?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Hulk has such
take the
potential.
Biggest character, like the biggest, strongest guy, and just
make him
trash.
Nothing. Guys, let's just be honest. He got his butt beat in half of the movies, and then he becomes a little girl and hides.
Okay, talking about they ruined his character. Like, I really like Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk. I think he's the best Hulk.
Yeah,
of
I agree.
Yeah, but sure. The original Hulk, not the original, but like the first Hulk.
Yeah, when he's breaking all those tanks and stuff.
Dude, my man, that was Hulk. My man would stomp and blow up.
The first Hulk was amazing, and then they put him in Avengers, and I remember when Captain America's like,
well,
Hulk,
they switched
smash.
To a different Hulk.
Yeah, I know, but he's just breaking apart,
yeah, Hulk smash.
Killing people.
Did you guys
it's
have, like,
insane.
Those hands that you just, like, clack together, and
yeah,
they go,
Hulk
and
smash.
And you go over to your brother and just punch
yeah, the exactly, because they're foam and easy to hit people with. 100%. Like, come on, those are the best.
PSA, we do not beat children.
But no, 100%, guys. I remember Hulk was the toughest character. Yeah. He got his butt beat in about every Avenger movie. I'm sorry, but we got to bring this up. Captain Marvel. Awful.
Horrible
awful.
Person. Horrible,
horrible
person,
person. Horrible movie.
They ruined
awful.
That character.
They ruined the character.
They could have made that character so much better.
They could have. And it's not even because she's a girl. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, everyone's been hating on Captain Marvel, but she's a girl. Black Widow, great character.
Yeah. Speaking
excited
of that,
for that movie.
There's a black. What's her name? I can't think of her name. You just said her name.
Black Widow?
Yeah, Black Widow. They're actually, that movie's coming out. They had to, since Corona happened, they actually had to step all the movies back. So, like, all the movies are coming out a year later than they should be. So, like, it's kind of really messing with, like, the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's just be honest. Captain America's gone. Everyone thought Bucky Barnes would get the shield. Gone.
Right.
All right?
I thought it was supposed to be that his
best friend?
Yeah. What's his name?
Bucky Barnes?
No, not him.
The wing guy?
The wing guy.
That's who has it right now.
That's who got it in the comic books. That's who we're supposed
yeah,
to
be. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying a lot of speculation was towards Bucky Barnes. Hulk is a piece of trash now. I don't even respect the character. Thor in the new movie is rumored to be giving up the hammer.
Well, he's actually supposed to be going on an adventure with Guardians of the Galaxy, which is, bro, I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
That would be a pretty good movie.
But no, guys.
I'm so excited.
He's giving up the hammer to Jane Foster. That's going to be trash. I mean, they're ruining Marvel one step at a time. Let's just be honest. I don't see it going any farther if they keep ripping apart beloved characters.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sure she's going to do a great job.
I agree.
But
I mean, they're professional screenwriters. Like, they're going to do well.
They're going to do well,
it's just
but
be interesting
just me
how
personally,
they're
going to
do it.
Like, since I'm not like a comic book guy. I'm not really like super. Like, I really like.
I love the basic characters.
I'm not like super nerdy into it. When I think of Thor, I think of Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I totally.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's not even the fact like it's a girl or it's the fact like it's not Chris Hemsworth. If it was anybody else, like, it could be like John Cena, and I'd be like, bro, come on. Right. Actually, John Cena would be kind
of
sick. I'm not gonna lie.
There's a lot of great characters that are. I would say that actually could fill the roles. Like, I feel like Captain Marvel could have been a great movie. A bunch of other things could have been great. Like, the guy with the eye patch, Nick Fury, he got his eye cut out by a cat. I was hoping it'd be a gun, a tank. It was a cat.
Hey, it was an alien cat.
You're right. It was an alien cat.
But they're used to aliens, it's just not there.
You know what I mean? They have such potential to go farther. And I feel like they're just kind of digging themselves deeper and deeper and deeper. And here's the thing. They could pull themselves out of it, but will they? That's the real question.
Right.
Well, guys, I think that Marvel has just been digging themselves deeper and deeper and deeper. I mean, we have Hulk. He's kind of scared to come out now. I don't know. He's pretty trash. He doesn't break things like he used to. Kind of sad. Thor might be gone. Captain America's gone. Beloved Tony Stark. How did you guys feel about that death? That was sad.
Man. I don't know.
I did cry.
That's pretty sad.
You cried?
Me and Landon were crying together. He stood up. He hit the Dougie real quick, but... Besides that, no,
I would have got killed.
I knew I didn't
believe
it. But...
Someone's phone rang and the Marvel fans are mad.
Oh, I've been jacked.
Dude, there were people talking and people were screaming.
Oh my goodness. Okay, listen.
I love Landon, but he is not the brightest bulb in the shed sometimes. We were chilling there and we had.
You say that a lot about
him. I love Landon pieces, but sometimes he just does the dumbest.
I just have a degree here.
We were chilling and we're watching the Avengers movie. First time it came out, I was like, yo, let's get some candy. He goes, bet. He waits till the movie starts, waits till like a scene where it's super quiet, and he goes, does it so slow. And I go, Landon, please stop. He goes, what? What do you mean? This is my candy. I'm going
to
eat it.
Well, you guys know how like you can't bring candy into the movie theaters?
Am I talking about outsider candy?
Yeah, like this wasn't bought candy. Like this was like the candy I had a full bag.
Yeah, we snuck candy.
Remember the rotisserie chicken?
This is this story. I've heard this story eight times.
This is a different story. One time, Landon, me and him once brought in a rotisserie chicken. And then with my other friend.
That was taped to us.
Me and my friend Hunter. We brought in a full pizza, a 2 liter, a rotisserie chicken, and 2 pieces of cake and a big bag of Lay's. And we went to the movie theater. And we were just holding it like super confidently. And we thought we were going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
And we're just like, all right, 2 tickets. And they're like, oh, you're going to share? I was like, if you want. And then
how beloved AMC theaters
are. That's Altoona.
They took one slice of pizza and they're like, all right, go in. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but like I was kind of trying to hide it, the candy. I had a full bag. I could barely hold on to it.
That was the more bougie one.
Yeah, because we went to the, actually, like, the premiere.
Yeah, the bougie.
The actual premiere. Yeah. Like, what time was it? It was late.
It was late. It was really late.
It was really late at night. And, I mean, there was Marvel fans coming out, like, mad. They said Captain Marvel ruined the movie. The women ruined the movie. There was guys crying. I remember one guy laid down on the floor. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
And people were hugging him, walking out.
My dude was so sad. My dude was planking.
Do you remember that? He sat down. He was a bald-headed guy, and he just sat there bawling, saying Tony Stark made the Avengers. He doesn't deserve to die, and he was going to sue Marvel. Yeah. I'm not kidding. And people were hugging this man.
Die hard.
It was quite an experience. Yeah. It was quite an experience.
Wish I was there.
But guys, speaking of like Marvel and things like that, I'm actually turning into Spider-Man. Today at work, I was bit by a spider.
What kind of spider?
I don't know. I just know this thing hurt. Like, you know, like the kind of pain.
How do you know
like,
it was a spider?
Because I could see it. I killed it.
Oh, but you don't be looking at the spider, do you?
No, it just... I'm not a spider expert, by the way.
You're not an arachnologist.
I'm not an arachnologist, but... but
I'm not an arachnologist.
I'm up on a ladder, okay? And I see a spider on me, and I smack it. and I must have missed. Floor. I must have missed. And
he
the thing
was jacked and came back for
bit
you.
Me. And it's not like the bite. It's like, ow. This thing's like, ah!
Oh, kind gosh, of thing. That was
I mean,
loud.
It's going to be a loud scream. Loud. But it's like the kind where you want to amputate your arm afterward. It was so much pain. Like, out of a 10 out of 10, like a bee sting's like a solid 4. This was like a solid 10 out of 10. My arm was swollen like a balloon. And I could tell you one thing. If that happens, you don't turn into Spider-Man. It just,
right about that?
You
right.
just want to die. Like, it was so painful. So and it hurt really
is,
bad.
Is your arm still, like, super thick?
Yeah, it was just so painful. So, I mean, like, I literally put cream all over my arm, and I was just screaming in pain. Like, I've never felt that pain.
I know you sent me a picture of it, and it literally was like...
I just got a message that we have our headphones like, on backward from producers. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm gonna...
Yeah, you guys did.
I just got a message from our producer. Hashtag to our producer. Thank you for the heads up, Matt.
I was just reading the message. He's like, yeah, Landon, you guys have your headset on backwards. I was like,
It might be the spider bite, guys.
Right, yeah. So you said it's like a bee sting's a 4. I've never been stung by a bee, so I have nothing compared
to. I've been stung so far at work 3 times.
Well,
do you work at? Where do you go?
So I work for my dad putting up siding right now.
Ah, fun.
So it's pretty
don't
hard.
Don't believe him. He is an arachnologist.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I really love getting bit by spiders. It's one of the things I do for fun. So
was it big? Was it like a wolf spider type
no,
situation?
No, it was a smaller spider.
Bro,
I was as scared as a brown
recluse.
I'd jump off the ladder if it was a wolf spider.
But like, guys, I know, talking about spiders, I know someone here is scared of caterpillars.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my
caterpillars,
God.
They're the death of me. Okay.
So, what is the thing that makes you scared of caterpillars?
Okay, so... Oh,
legs.
Goodness. What isn't there to be scared about caterpillars? Like, okay, so I watched this one video and I saw these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a compilation of, like, rashes and, like, all the crap that you could get from caterpillars, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know...
You're talking about, like, the ones with hair, right?
Yeah,
the
they're
woolly
fuzzy,
ones? Okay,
right?
What about just the little regular ones?
Well, there's nothing different about them. They're all scary.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. Here's a story. I went camping with some friends.
Yeah, I remember this story.
You remember this story?
Yeah,
okay,
I don't...
Josh, did I tell you this story? Probably not.
No.
Anyway, we went camping with a bunch of friends. And so I was putting every caterpillar I could find, and I would just, you know, do something with... I don't want to say what I'd do with them, but, you know, I would...
My man murdered caterpillars out the back of the...
Killed them.
But anyway.
Jeffrey
but
Dahmer
anyway.
Out here.
So... Earlier that week, we woke up. The boys woke up early, and there were girls in the other tent.
The boys.
So one of my one friend, Josh, he
too
got a
Josh's.
Bullhorn. And yeah, I know, for real, there's three of us. He got a bullhorn, and he just blasted it at, like, I don't even know, 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
And the girls were just jacked, okay?
Mm.
We thought it'd be a funny prank, but they were actually mad.
Yeah.
So the next night, I don't know if they thought it was me, but it wasn't me. While I was away, they got as many caterpillars as they could, and they stuffed my bags, they stuffed my sleeping bag, all with caterpillars. Oh my goodness, was I in my underwear? I can't remember.
Oh my.
I heard that you got in it.
Yeah, I got in it, I jumped out, I ran away, because I was not about to sit in caterpillars, they're nasty.
Bro, I would have committed not alive. Like,
and didn't you have the one that kind of zips up, like, all the way? Was it one of those?
I don't know. It was just a
regular sleeping bag,
basic sleeping bag. But yeah, that was my story basically, and it was awful. It was traumatizing, and you know,
okay.
I hate caterpillars.
Well, since we're all telling traumatizing stories, I actually almost went deaf once.
How's that?
Okay, so back.
Enlighten me.
Always enlightening. So I'm a very how do we say,
smart,
dumb person. If you think Landon's dumb. Oh boy, do I gotta tell you something.
All right.
Okay, so I'm not the brightest bulb in the shed, just like Landon. I'm a little dim. So I had firecrackers, right? Keep in mind, it was like my first 7th grade year.
Okay.
I had firecrackers. I was like, I want to see some fireworks.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a lighter because, you know, I was in 7th grade. Where am I going to get a lighter? So I was like, how could I light this? I see a hammer. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Hammer
gracious.
Go boom. Boom, boom. So I was like, okay, bet. I get a hammer. I get about 3. And these are like the thick firecrackers, like the actual like ones that look like dynamite.
Right? Oh, like that. The super loud ones.
So I get one. I put 3 on the ground. I'm like, bow, bow. The second I hit it, boom. It sounded like a gunshot. My eardrums, like, immediately.
The ring.
I literally couldn't hear anything. It was pure silence for at least like an hour.
Oh my.
I was like having a panic attack. I was like, Mom. Mom,
did
I'm
she ever
deaf.
Come? Did she ever come?
Nah, I don't have parents.
Well, that's like a sudden.
Yeah, what a sham.
So you would say
what
your,
a scam.
So you'd say your fear, Josh Long, would be the caterpillars. Josh, yours would say
my
fireworks.
Fear is not having the love and affection of my friend Landon Barnes.
So that's your greatest.
You wouldn't
fear.
Care. If
no,
I
my
left
greatest
you
fear is
dust.
Height. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, guys. I have a deep fear of people in pig masks.
What?
I don't know what
Why?
It is.
That's so irrational.
Have you ever? You guys know Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There was an episode where the pigs ate people. Did really? You guys ever watch that episode?
I don't yeah, know. I like be watching that on the daily.
The pigs ate the grandparents, and I had nightmares for days.
Yo, okay. Speaking of that, I could not watch that.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, I was honestly kind of scared growing
yeah.
up.
I'm like a little baby. Like
no, I watched every episode, and I remember watching that, and I remember in my dreams those pigs came to me every night, and they were eating everybody. Everybody I knew was getting eaten by pigs.
Okay, so that's your most irrational fear, you think?
Would you say
that's rational?
I would say it's rational. The pig mask, if I saw a guy in a pig mask, I could go to a haunted house and not be scared. If I see a guy in a pig mask or slaughterhouse kind of thing, I'm probably going to be scared. Like, gotcha. The monsters isn't what gets it. It's the murderers that get it for me. That's what does it.
I have nightmares at night.
Yeah. What do you have nightmares left?
Women.
What? You're scared of women?
No, I'm terrified. I see a woman.
Honestly, girls can be kind of scary, to tell you the truth.
Oh, dude, I'm
they're
horrible.
They're being daunting, not scary.
Yeah, I'm horrible are. At talking. I'll be like, yo, what's up? You like jazz? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, cool, I don't.
Good.
I'm like.
So you're the kind of guy good. Who gets like instantly friend-zoned.
Listen, man.
I kind of wish I knew what that felt like.
I know. Len's just a dog.
Listen, what man. Shame. Sorry, I love and appreciate women. No, I'm kidding. I hate you.
But no, for all the women out there watching, there's some merch for you guys out there.
Oh, we got leggings.
There is merch. There's...
We got some leggings, actually, that are pretty fire. It says Take 3 all over it.
All over.
I just tried putting a quick plug, guys.
Wear that.
For the podcast.
Yeah, honestly. Oh, I'm being pulled off my rocker. Oh.
Oh, my. Josh. Josh is meanwhile, our producer is probably having a heart attack.
That's how you get.
But I'm not going to lie, guys. I got the trashy mic. What was the situation there?
Okay. You just got the trashy mic. Well, you sat in the trashy mic seat.
If we're being honest.
I was put here.
If we're being honest, we just thought you didn't deserve a pop filter.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I'm the best looking and you guys want to put me up front, but, like,
right.
filter part, I was a little confused by, you know what I mean?
I need to filter something out of that.
But no, guys, here's another question. Speaking of women in fears, celebrity crushes.
Yikes.
Speaking of that, why would you fear your celebrity crush?
Yeah, for real. If you saw them in person, would you be just like, you know, the smoothest guy?
Yeah, dude,
probably not.
Okay.
I tried winning I'm not going to lie, guys. I remember I had kind of a crush on Addison Rae for a little bit, and I actually... They had the Corona thing. Remember where you could pay money to like help relieve people?
No.
Yeah.
I signed up $10 to win a trip to see Addison Rae. And I actually planned out what I would say and what I'd do if I went to Disney with her. I don't know whatever happened to the thing because I never got an email back. It was like the all-in-one challenge.
No one
like,
won that, I guarantee.
No one had to, and I bet embraced thousands.
I won that.
Oh, my.
Right? I walked up and was like, yo, Addison... You like
but like,
jazz?
You took Landon's script.
Like the
went.
Thing, the thing is that's not even my main celebrity crush. I was just thinking for like, if I met her, what would I say? Like, I think my main celebrity crush is like, Madison Beer is pretty good looking. I think Megan Fox is pretty good looking. Margaret Robbie.
Yeah, I was about to say, you always say Margaret Robbie.
I don't even know who that last one is.
Suicide Squad. Harley Quinn.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a really good actor. She's actually doesn't even speak like. She's not from America.
Yeah,
she's a British actor.
She speaks Mandarin.
Yeah.
I can. CNCA Niao Yanzing. I'm sorry if I butchered that.
For all the Mandarin people watching,
what does that mean?
To all the Mandarin people,
it means what I've been told, it means four eyes, you need glasses to see.
Tony.
So, okay. Who was your guys' celebrity crush and why?
Okay, mine's pretty long, so I'll let you go before now. I like to speak.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, I guess I'd be pretty basic when I just say Selena Gomez, honestly.
Yeah, that's a really basic boy.
No,
that's
listen,
my friend Jay's
celebrity
crush.
Listen, I loved Wizards of Waverly Place, right?
Fire show.
And that was so good, and she was just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you.
I had to go for it.
I agree with that.
Speaking of beautiful, let's get to me.
Why?
Okay, so if we're talking about, I've had like three big celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
First one, I told Josh this morning. And so you guys remember the show Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when I was little, like 10, 11, 12, That was my favorite show. It'd come on, I'd be like, it's the best. Yeah. I'd be jamming to that dance, and I'd be, you know, doing all that. Doing the
throw robot down, throw down.
Did you have the leg?
I'd be square dancing. I wish. So there was a character on it called Lily. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the friend. Sir, the friend?
I was so in love with Lily. She was my first crush ever.
It's because she was like a rad skater girl. Yeah, she was like the bad. Her edginess. Yeah.
She was so funny when I was little. So I had the biggest crush on her. And like I finished the show, and I was like 12 or 13 at this point.
Yeah.
And I found out she was actually like 25, and there's no chance of me marrying her. And bro, when I say I cried my eyes out, I was like, no. Yeah, I was like, emotional. I can't believe she's so old.
I'm not going to lie, guys. It did hit hard when Addison Rae was talking to Bryce Hall. Like,
aren't they broken up now?
Yeah, I think they're broken up. But Bryce Hall, if you ever watch this, dude, I will box you. I'm fine with that for charity, you know what I mean? For the guys, for clout.
Do you guys think – okay, so – my second celebrity crush that was before my most recent one.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Taylor Swift is attractive?
No.
I don't. No.
I love her music, or her old music, her country music. I love her music, and I thought she was, like, so attractive for the longest time.
Yeah, that's a negative.
Yeah. But I say for the past couple of years, it's been 100%, and if anyone denies this, I will commit not alive to you. Emma Watson. Bro,
that's a bet. If you would see the keyboard on his phone, he has a picture of Emma Watson.
It's actually Emma Watson. I think we're actually going to put that up there. We're going to edit that one in.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We're going to edit. There's going to be two pictures, the alien and Emma Watson. Side by side. Alien Emma Watson, maybe? Maybe we can edit that
Photoshop
one in.
Photoshop job.
A Photoshop. I'd be walking up to Emma Watson like Spider-Man. You like Jeff?
We might be able to get you bit if you come to my workplace by a spider.
Mm. As long as Emma Watson's there, I'm like, sure, why not?
So, like, so your most recent, you have to say, is Emma Watson. Why say, Emma Watson?
Bro, okay, listen, like, that accent, you tell me you don't just, like, melt.
So, Emma Watson, if you're watching the podcast,
yo,
you
Emma
know
Watson,
who to hit
listen.
Up.
If you're watching the podcast, listen, I'm semi-decent at sports. You know, I got like, a little beard. I'm not tall. I'm 5'9". I'm like good, like 150. I like long walks on the beach. I actually don't like jazz.
Do you like pina coladas?
You I do like Shrek. You want to watch Shrek with me? I'm watching. I am down.
But who doesn't like Shrek?
Me.
Shrek is a
I
solid.
I hate Shrek.
Is this solid?
You actually? You're a liar.
No, I love Shrek and pina coladas. Okay, I have no idea what that is.
If you love Shrek and pina coladas, come hit this man up.
Oh, yeah.
But not like. The thing about celebrity crushes, guys, is these people simp so hard for these girls that they're never going to get. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, there's people on stuff who pay major money just to talk to these people for a minute, and these people have no cares about them.
Yeah, they're worthless to them. The question is, it's just, like, money they're making. Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't matter.
I know I'm not one to talk because I spent $10 on an all-in-one challenge that I never heard the winner of. So who knows? Maybe I'll still be the lucky guy, and I'll be able to plug us with Addison Rae.
Listen, man.
That would be nice.
I wouldn't simp. I just send her all my money.
You would send who? Addison Rae or
Emma Watson?
Emma Watson.
I wouldn't simp. I just send her all my money and send her a message every day saying I love her.
So, Josh,
you're
saying that...
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So, Josh Long, you're saying that just you have a crush on Selena Gomez or anyone else out there?
I don't know. I genuinely don't. Like, I never look at actors. Like, there's actors.
Actors? You mean actresses? Right.
So, like, they're just kind of like pawns.
Well, okay, if we're being honest, your biggest crush is your a female friend.
Yes, exactly. You would be right. My girlfriend.
That's respectable.
Beautiful Brianna.
Landon doesn't love his girlfriend. No, I'm kidding.
That became a very depressing story right there.
What happened?
I'll tell you what just happened.
I missed it.
I just became depressed because I just thought that I actually did pay $10 to simp for someone that never happened. So that was kind of a depressing moment. But no, let's skip that part, guys. Here's another thing that I got to say. Do you guys think Bradley Martin takes steroids? Do you guys know who Bradley Martin is?
Nope. Let's find out.
Someone look up a picture of Bradley Martin.
I got
and
you.
Honestly, can you plug him? Can you edit him on the podcast,
yeah,
our producer?
Yeah, I can put a
picture of him. This is a unit.
You're not even our producer. What do you mean you're going to put a picture of him?
Yeah, okay.
This guy's a unit.
Do you guys think that Bradley Martin takes steroids? That's a big question. I know it's been going around a lot on Twitter. Say no to drugs, Bradley Martin shirts.
I don't watch like that
his
side
one,
of YouTube.
His one peck
much.
Is bigger than my entire body.
Yeah. Well,
if you guys don't know, he's actually part of Nelk. Yeah. But no, he.
If you guys don't know, Josh Long is actually 4'3".
I'm actually 3'2". I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like, Josh, how tall actually are you?
I am. Wait, technically. Okay, five. Okay, I'm 5'6".
But he is all beauty.
Mm. So he's 5'6" and pure beauty. So I'm 6'1". Josh, what are you?
5'9".
I think you're like 5'4", but that's all right.
Okay. Calm down, buddy boy.
I'm like 6'1", 6'2". I don't know. I really don't.
Don't believe him. He's wearing heels. Yeah. He's got his
I wear high heels just so everyone.
He stands on his tiptoes, actually.
He's actually short.
I'm actually kind of like an Oompa Loompa.
Well, when we go to the movies, like, we put a trench coat on and we order. We actually should do that.
Wait, that is a plan we got to do.
I'm thinking, okay, get a 10-foot trench coat, right?
Yeah.
Let me get on your shoulders. Okay. We go in.
What about Long? Is he going to get on your shoulders?
He's gonna wrap around your body so you look fat.
He's going to grab one leg.
You're just going to have one massive
leg. I'm
going to
have a big, giant cyst on my leg.
We're going to walk in. We're going to be like, yo, one ticket, please. And I'm going to have a fake mustache on my real mustache. Make sure
good.
It's a
that
fake
could be convincing.
And then when I'm like, yo, one ticket, Landon, you just, out the middle of the trench coat, stick your hand out and just grab the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Just stick it right. Oh,
what do you guys think their reactions would be, though?
Oh, dude. Fat Dougies.
Dougies. Well, guys, speaking of that and all that kind of stuff, what's your guys' favorite entertainment thing right now? I know that Netflix, TV shows, what do you guys like?
Josh, go ahead.
MySpace.
You like MySpace?
Yeah.
MySpace?
I'd be chilling on MySpace. You know, that's where I get all the homies.
Honestly, can't relate.
Is MySpace even up anymore?
Couldn't tell you. Never had one.
Wasn't that bought out by
Facebook, right?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I'm not spitting false news.
Yo, I'd be spitting flames, though.
But what's your favorite Netflix show?
Netflix, man.
Oh, my favorite show of all time is on Netflix. Don't get me started talking about it because I will talk all day. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
I love Stranger Things.
That is a great show.
I can't disagree. That is probably
one of my
top.
If you like Stranger Things
and
have a British accent and want to watch the next season with me, hit me up. I mean,
but did you know that they are postponing season 4's
recording?
Listen, man,
don't make me tear up.
Yeah, Stranger Things is definitely a great, great show. I tell you another one that I actually watched that I actually thought was pretty darn good was that movie, The Extraction, with Hemsworth.
Oh, I didn't see
that. That was actually a great movie. I was actually really shocked. Usually, like, they don't make the best of the best war movies, but that was a solid war movie. Chris Hemsworth did an excellent job playing that role.
What is your favorite war movie?
Favorite war movie? That's actually a hard one. I would say favorite war movie. There's so many. That's the thing.
Right. I mean, there's, like, Hacksaw Ridge.
The Hacksaw Ridge is pretty good. Like, a good war movie, just a solid, like, fighting movie, I'd say John Wick.
Okay.
John Wick's a solid fighting movie. I mean, Keanu Reeves.
Not really a war movie, though.
Yeah. I'm talking, like, historical.
Just a historical war movie. Save It Private Ryan was a good one. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Ridge is another pretty good one. I really liked Hacksaw Ridge. 13 Hours. Great. Some great movies.
I have no input on any of these because, okay, so I really like acting. I'm actually a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
I love acting.
Quick plug.
Yeah, quick plug. you wanna hire me to act on your TV show? Dude, hit me up. But no, I really love TV, and I love, like, pretty much everything. Like, I love comedy, horror.
Yeah.
I am just a very emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, very in touch with my emotions because of acting.
Yeah.
And I cannot watch, like, sad movies, and almost all war movies are sad because I will bawl my eyes out.
How do you react to Up?
Dude, I cry every time.
That was a pretty sad
movie. I know it.
Like,
dude,
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a pretty, like, not emotional person until it comes to, like, movies.
Yeah.
Like, when I could be watching anything and, like, something, they'll get a dog and I'll be like, oh, that dog's so cute.
Dog movies are the worst.
Tearing up.
When the dog dies, like, Marley and Me, guys, there were some tears.
Oh, dude,
I don't even know if I've seen Marley and Me.
I'm not gonna lie, like, dog movies just, I don't know what it is, like, that Hachi movie. Have you ever seen that Hachi? Am I saying that right?
No. I have no idea. It's
really sad. The guy's owner dies and the dog goes every day to the train station.
Have you seen Isle of Dogs?
No. Listen, man.
Is it an actual movie?
Yeah, it's a claymation movie.
No, I've never.
Oh, I've heard about
it's
that.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait,
it took like
wait,
7 years.
Is that the one from
like
the one in Japan? That weird dog?
Yes.
That one looked really weird.
It was good. Yeah. I saw it like 3 times.
I'll have it play at my funeral. That
I love dogs.
And if you don't have that play with Get Low by Lil Jon in the background.
Get low. Shout out to Lil Jon and I Love Dogs movie. I didn't even know that was a thing. I remember seeing the preview and it looked kind of creepy.
I can't say it was creepy. It was so good. Well, you have to appreciate
the claymation.
Yeah.
So like the Wallace and is it
Wallace
and
Gromit?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That
great
is a
claymation
smacking
there.
Movie. What's another one? There's one. The Life of Zucchini. My Life as a Zucchini. That's like
what
I'm telling you, it's on Netflix, I think.
Chicken,
that might be my favorite Netflix movie.
Chicken Run?
Chicken
Run's
good.
That's a good one. That's
but
a classic.
I'm telling you.
I haven't heard
the Zucchini one smacks.
I've never heard the Zucchini one, guys. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Listen,
like I love dogs.
Look it up. It's so
what's
good.
It called? I Love Zucchini.
No, yeah. My Life as a Zucchini.
I've never heard of My Life as a Zucchini.
Yeah, that must be a pretty bad life.
So, guys, I'm
going to
read a little
day.
Bit. My Life of a Zucchini is the second adaption of a 2002 movie, and it was a French live-action television film.
Listen.
I can't pronounce that. Adaption by Cest I'm not Italian.
We're gonna put
whatever.
A photo of this.
I think it's set.
We're gonna warning. We're gonna put a photo of this. You might pass out.
It is actually kind of creepy.
Like, you might want to turn the lights on. I am having nightmares right now.
Just the picture. Let's just read the plot. Picture. Set in Switzerland in 2010. I care. Lives with his mother, who has become an alcoholic after Icare's father abandoned him. Josh, this kind of sounds like your life. This is kind of hitting hard. One day, his mom comes home after a drunken rage, Icare accidentally pushes her down the stairs, causing her death. Later on,
throws a bottle at her head and she falls.
Later on, Icare makes a deposition to the police officer Raymond. He informs him that he prefers to be called a corrigate, his mother nicknamed for him. As momentum, what is this?
I need to
he keeps one of his mom's beer cans, a kit he made from a drawing of his father as a superhero. What's the plot of this
movie? Okay, it gets better. He goes to an orphanage, meets some friends.
Does he meet a zucchini?
No. Then I don't know what the heck zucchini means in this movie.
Josh,
but
it's not even zucchini. It's my life as a courgette.
Okay, but it's zucchini.
My life as a courgette.
Okay, no, that's French courgette.
Question. Josh. You okay?
Like, we might actually, after this podcast, have to check his mental.
I just looked up claymation movies in Safari, and that just popped up.
I think he looked up top 10 creepiest movies that are irrelevant to 2020.
Have you seen Coraline?
Yeah, that's a very. I actually had nightmares of that movie.
Okay,
my sister was terrified. That is
that
a great movie, though.
It's a good movie.
A great movie.
I haven't seen it in a while.
The stuffed dogs kind of got me, though.
I think the eyes.
I haven't seen it in a while. Speaking of that, like, what shows did you watch, like, as a kid? Like, for me, it was like Johnny Test, Hannah Montana, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Oh, yeah, that's a great show.
That was fire. That
yeah, for sure.
Just fire.
You guys remember Boomerang?
Oh, of course.
Boomerang
I
shows?
I, of course
like
I remember.
Like Josie
Boomerang.
And the Pussycats, and yeah. What else was the other one? Like where they used to race.
I know exactly what you're
I know
about,
you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, like some great on Boomerang. Barney, boys?
Okay.
Anyone watch Barney?
Hey, speaking of
did
Barney.
You watch Ed, wait, did you watch Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Yeah,
I love it. Great show.
That's where my. You know, everything
that brings
from.
Me back to the yeah, days where
I
you
look,
could still watch stuff off the stinking iPod,
look
the
like,
iPods,
you
the original
like,
iPods.
You kind of look like Rolf, if I'm being honest.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind
I know.
Of, actually.
I know.
Kind
actually,
of actually,
people
yeah.
call me Rolf every once in a yeah. while.
I can
kind of
see
me,
that.
They get me confused.
Speaking of Barney, did you know your celebrity crush actually started on Barney?
I do know that.
Yeah.
I've watched the clip a thousand times.
That's a little crazy. Yeah, dude. My
Alrighty.
Celebrity crush, I watched her clip.
We're
going
to cut that one. Make sure to cut that one, producer.
That's
real
going
quick.
In the bloopers.
But no, guys, I would definitely say that there's some great shows on Boomerang. Cartoon Network, pretty good
Tom
stuff.
Tom and Jerry, that.
Tom and Jerry. OG, what's some good cartoons that you guys can think of right now?
I like the old Yogi Bear.
The Yogi
like,
Bear.
That was good to me. I really like that one.
I'm a very like perfectionist. I can't watch bad animation.
Like, Tom and
so
Jerry
old.
Was awful.
That's crazy.
Okay, but Tom and Jerry had that plot.
They had good like if you know animation terms of like they
yeah,
did like good stretching good. And
yeah.
like between the.
Speaking of stretching, you guys ever watch Cow and Chicken?
Yes, I.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Isn't that like the creepiest
yeah.
show?
Yeah, it was
when I think of stretching, I think of Cat Dog.
Cat Dog.
Cat
yeah.
Dog. Remember that one? Is that the one you were thinking of when you meant that? When you said that?
No, I meant because there was an episode where they stretched the pig person. It was really.
Oh,
don't
talk about
the cow.
You know. Yeah.
Did What about Ren and Stimpy? That show was so weird.
I didn't really watch that.
Did you guys ever? Do you ever see the show about like the puppets and they were fast food workers?
Yes, that was weird.
Mr. Meaty. Mr. Meaty was the.
I had nightmares.
I used to.
That was a weird. You guys know what that reminds me of?
What?
Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
I
you guys ever watched those?
I remember those videos. We used to
the
watch
puppets?
Them back in like.
Yeah, and she's, when we were still in school.
Yeah, exactly.
Those
back
were,
in the good old days.
Those were some weird.
Especially like the time one. Like they get like gory.
The clock just kills them.
Did you ever see Happy Tree Friends?
Yes. Happy Tree Friends.
I've never seen that.
Really?
That was very. Yeah. I remember the blind guy, the mole.
I don't remember.
He would always just walk into stuff and get killed.
G-Force
with the guinea pigs.
Yeah,
I was not
fire.
Into that one. I don't know what you're
no,
talking about.
No, that one wasn't that fire, but it was a decent movie. Sky High?
Sky High
was my jam.
What about like High School Musical?
High School Musical?
That was a classic one for like I used to play house, but it was like High School Musical
house.
You
the kind
of
boy
cousin.
Who would be like you'd play as Troy?
I wasn't Troy, I was Ryan.
Landon was Gabriella.
My brother was Troy.
Okay,
he got that.
Real quick, We're all in this together. Hey,
bop, bop. Wait, how the bop, bop, bop to the top one go?
Bop, bop, bop.
Bop to the top. Wipe away your inhibitions.
Honestly, guys, I'm still surprised you guys remember that music.
How do you not?
Dude, I can't tell you. Did you? Okay, fun fact about that. Two fun facts. Did you know in the first High School Musical?
Yeah.
Troy did not sing.
Yeah.
Not at all. Oh, it was another actor.
He didn't even want to sing.
I didn't even know that.
It's because his voice sucked.
Yeah, his voice was awful. Really? Yeah, he had to go to voice.
Pretty good. But have you seen him in Greatest Showman?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, great movie.
I love it.
I need to watch
Hugh Jackman can really sing, too. Right. Same with the guy, Gerald Butler. Do you remember that, Phantom of the Opera? No. He couldn't even sing.
They call me Hugh Jackman.
He had to go to, like, Sydney Opera and actually learn how to sing in Australia.
Did you guys know, actually, Sharpay is not the villain of the series? She's actually the protagonist.
Who's the... What?
She's the protagonist. Protagonist.
Who's the antagonist?
Zac Efron and the girl.
What?
Oh, what is her name?
It is really hard to explain.
How does that make sense?
I guarantee. If you look up that, and it's by the film theorist, watch it.
Is it because she spoils everything kind of for her?
Yeah. Like, if you actually watch it, like, I was like, nah, Sharpay, dumb, dude.
Sharpay was kind of good looking.
And then,
Ashley Tisdale?
Of course. Wait, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, bro. Yeah, I was like,
she wasn't bad.
I was like, Dude, I love her.
What was Zach's line tagline with her?
Oh no,
that's definitely not. What? Hey, sweet thing, isn't
yeah,
that?
I think it's sweet. Yeah, I don't know.
I love Zach and Cody, especially dude. Okay, not gonna lie, Sweet Life on Deck. Bailey kind of cute. Though.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that. Kind of cute.
Bailey, I definitely don't remember though. Who that is.
It's Debbie Ryan.
Debbie Ryan.
Oh,
she was
okay, kind of
good
yeah.
looking. And
she's
the wait,
cute, who,
Peyton List.
Okay. Never mind. Now you brought me back.
Peyton
that
List.
Was my celebrity
same.
Crush
at that age,
up.
Man.
Yeah,
that,
I
like,
loved Peyton List.
If you could be with Peyton List, you were like in it. You were an all star.
Yo, I actually really forgot to mention this. My another celebrity crush I have is you know Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Yo, that man's voice. No, I'm kidding.
He does have a perfect voice.
He does.
He does have a really nice voice.
Kind of sounds like mine, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Yo, you want to hear my Morgan Freeman impression?
Yeah, do yeah. a give us a monologue. Go for it.
Just a little.
Okay. Check out the merch at take3podcast.com.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty good. I
really
like that.
I'll tell you guys,
one.
If you guys want to be as cool as Troy in High School Musical, get the merch.
Yeah, where do we find our merch at?
We're all in this together.
Yeah, where do you find that
we're
merch?
We're all in this together at take3podcast.com. That's take3podcast.com. T-A-K-E. 3podcast.com.
Guys, go check it out. I'm not gonna lie. We have some fire stuff. Alarm clocks, backpacks, leggings, anything you basically can imagine. It's on there. Even if you don't want to buy, just go take a look. There's some
even
sweet stuff.
Even if you just want to go support us and watch the videos on there, you know?
And I can tell you one thing. I'm going to plug this. Our podcast, you guys can find anywhere. It's going to be on Apple. It'll be on iTunes. It's going to be on Spotify. It's going to be anywhere where you guys can basically watch a podcast.
The video version will be on YouTube. Check out our Instagram, too, at Take3PodcastOfficial, I believe is the ad.
Yeah, it's at the official Take3Podcast.
Give us a follow. Give us a couple likes. And, you want to end it, Landon?
Yeah, I'll end it first. So, guys, you were just listening to the Take 3 podcast where we take not one, nor two, but three takes at anything and everything entertainment. We hope you enjoyed, and take 3 seconds to leave a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and family. Good night, good morning, and good afternoon. Have a great rest of the day, guys.
Yup.